Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Hi, I'm your favorite girl, Miss Wanda Love, coming to you once again with another riveting episode of Everybody Needs a Little Love. How are you? I've missed you. Yes, I have. Like I'm talking to my little dog, right? I hope last week was wonderful for you. I hope this week will be even better. Let's just start with today. How did your day go? Mine, yeah, no complaints. And that's just the way it is. It was a good day. It's still a good day. And it's even better now that I'm sitting here talking to you. I once again would like to thank everyone for downloading the podcast. And continue, please continue to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell somebody, and to share the link. You can get the Everybody Needs a Little Love podcast via Buzzsprout and your favorite audio streaming service. If you cannot find it on your service, please send me an email, WandaDHudson@gmail.com, and I will make sure to get it listed for you. If you have not gotten your merchandise, the Everybody Needs a Little Love cute little t-shirt and mug, oh my gosh, they're the cutest little things, head on over to printify.com, and just type in a little love. All right, and the shop will come up and you can get your t-shirt, a cup, and just be cute, extra cute while you're listening to the podcast. So many things. It's always something going through my mind that I would like to talk about. And when something just keeps coming around and I keep seeing it, then it's like, yeah, I got to run my mouth about this. So here we go. So what is this week's title? This week's title is called Attention. Okay. Attention. Ten hut. Attention. So we're going to get into it, and I'm going to try really hard to stay on the one topic, because a lot of things popping in my mind with this particular topic, and I don't want to go off course. You know, I want to just kind of stick to the one thing that I want to talk about. But if I do, y'all gonna get it. Y'all can keep up, and we're gonna keep on moving forward. Okay, attention. So it's always nice. It's a nice thing when someone does something for you. Okay, you don't even, when, especially when you don't have to ask, and someone does something for you. So to get that. You know, you didn't request it, but to get that attention, no matter what it is, whether it's somebody's taking time out to have a nice conversation with you, someone's just, you know, being in your presence, just taking time out of their day to come and, you know, just maybe sit next to you in the same room, watch TV with you, maybe even make you a nice a cheese sandwich or something, just attention. Sometimes forms of attention, especially if you didn't ask for it, it is a beautiful thing. It's sweet. It's sweet when somebody, you know that you're on someone else's mind. Okay. Beautiful thing. Now, when you have to demand someone's attention, or you do certain things, you know, to get that, if you're demanding it and then you're doing all these extra steps to get your way or to get what you want, or, you know, that y'all doing too much. You are doing too much when you really want and create things to make somebody show you a little bit of attention. And this comes from, I keep seeing this commercial, for this male enhancement pill or cream, or I don't even know what it is, called Hims, H-I-M-S. Yeah, I couldn't even come with a better name than that. It's called Hims. So Hims is a male pill or whatever that will make your little dang lose its mind. Okay. And in the commercial, this Hims commercial, The man is laying there trying to look all sensual, got his shirt off, hair wet, sliding his hands through his hair like, ooh, wee. He is what's happening in America. And got the little thin, fine thing laying up under here just smiling and giggling and hee-hee-hee-hee, I don't know what I'm going to get. Y'all doing too much. You are doing that just hymns. You know, of course, there's well, everybody know about Viagra. So that wasn't enough. So I guess, you know, these things were created by somebody who, you know, woke up one day and after a night of trying to do what they was trying to do, and it just was not going their way. That's when things are, you get these inventions. When somebody, it didn't go as that person had planned and they wanted to work the way they want it to work. So I guess they had a, you know, a rough night of, baby, I'm gonna do it to you all night. No, you're not. No, you're not, because you tired and you just can't do that anymore. So you are going to force somebody to give you attention in a place where, you know, they if you at the age where you have to do certain things and take certain enhancements and try to make yourself, you know, big man on campus. If you're at that age and you have to do that, either the person that you are trying to impress, you know, either they're going to like it or they're not. It's no in between when it comes to certain things like that. So if you're at the point where you're forcing your attention, you're forcing to try to get a reaction out of somebody, either that person's going to think, wow, they really like me, or they really, you know, want me to be around them. No, they don't. They want what they want, and they just want you to do it because you're convenient and you're there. All right. But you have to realize if this is something that you're doing, there's no in between. Either the person's going to like it or they're not. And if they start out liking it, at some point, they're going to get tired of you standing up at attention, you know, poking them, trying to get what you want to get because you want to see what you can do. No. Mm-mm. Ain't nobody doing all that. Ain't nobody doing all that. Trying to make your body perform in a way that it just can't do that no more, stop it. Because if you're at that age, I'm going to say maybe in your... Now, I don't know, you know, maybe in your 70s, maybe in your 70s, you done put enough, that thing got road rage. It's tired. We don't want to see it. Anybody trying to see that? And if it's old and raggedy, and then you're taking an enhancement to make it look better, don't nobody want to see a puffed up, hard magic mushroom. No, we don't anybody want to see that. So what was irritating me is the fact that men have hymns to get their libido up, to get that attention and to get, you know, they the man and they always going to be the man. And so society, I guess, you know, it's always been this way. The man is the head of the household. The man goes out and makes the money. The man should be treated, you know, he's the head of household. He's making the money. He's taking care of his family. So he should be treated with that respect. I'm not saying he shouldn't. Let me tell you something. My daddy, love my daddy. My daddy, would come home from work and he worked all day. He was in sales. He worked for Color Tile, back in the 80s, late 70s, 80s. And he would be at work all day. When I got up for school, I didn't see my father. And then when I was younger, I would go to bed and my father hadn't even got home from work yet. So he worked long days and I understood why he would, you know, he didn't want to hear no noise. We got tore up just for whatever reason. So I get it now. But as I got older, my father would come home sometimes during the day and he'd come home and he'd sit down And he, baby girl, come take my shoes and my socks off. Used to be mad. Why can't I take daddy's shoes and socks off? But I understood it because he's the head of the household. And it's certain things. I know y'all like, she'd take her father's shoes and socks off. Yes, I did. And I wish I could do it today. Okay. But I understand, you know, why the man is revered the way he is. And he, you know, I'm not saying he shouldn't be. He should be. You're the head of the household. You're taking care of things. So things need to be, you know, you set an order up in that house. Okay. And I know times have changed. We're not getting into role reversal and all that kind of stuff. Everybody, you know, life is different now. For the sake of this podcast, we're just going to keep it like that. Men is head of household, and this is how certain things happen in a household. It's when you demand attention for certain things. That's where the problem comes in at. So if you're in your, I'm going to drop it down. Possibly, you know, maybe in your 60s. I don't know what kind of jobs people have. And there's all kind of factors. There's stress. Just a lot of things that factor into why things ain't going your way. But if one of those things that are not going your way happens behind closed doors in the boudoir, if you have to demand it, and one of the ways you're demanding it is by taking, and I'm saying Hims, Viagra, if that's what you're doing, don't nobody like you like that. We just gonna put it out there. Don't nobody like you like that. But what irritates me is on the flip side of this, the commercial is a commercial, it's for women. So it's called Hers. Oh, and I got excited. I said, oh, wow, something for the ladies. What is this for the ladies? What we get to do? So why are you over there got the sheets up in the air? Because you just don't know what to do with your little happy self. Now we have something that we can hang with y'all. Hers. And I was like, oh, man. And I'm 57. I mean, I would have tried it. I would have tried it. But come to find out, Hers is for anxiety. Anxiety. So Hims is so y'all can keep the party going. Hers is so we can calm our nerves because we know the party has to keep going. Now, what kind of mess is that? The men get something for the libido. The women get something to help us deal with the fact that here y'all come again with that thing poked out wanting attention. I don't like it. I think that, yeah, of course, it's always going to be, you know, the men can do this, the women can't do it. And it seems like, you know, it's been like that, but with social media and things, it's in your face now. Everything is in your face. This is how it is. This is how it's going down. I'm going to take this pill and this is what you're going to do for me. I'm going to sit here and be depressed, sitting up, you know, bald in the corner, hugging myself because my anxiety is off the roof. It's like, I'm sitting at home. He going to be home and he going to take that pill. And I got to do certain things that I just really don't want to do because he want this attention. So I want you to think about this. If you are someone who are in this situation or at a point in your life where, you know, you have to do certain things to get attention, you need to reevaluate how you're living, who you're loving, and why, who, what, where, when, and why. Need to evaluate all of this stuff right now. And people will say, you know, she always talking about men. Listen, this is the Everybody Needs a Little Love podcast, and that's just how it's going down, okay? Yeah, I'm going to end it right there because I was getting ready to go off into another direction. So, whatever it is that you two choose, feel me just messing it up. Whatever it is you choose to do, make sure you do it good to you. I'm Miss Wanda Love, and remember, everybody needs a little love.